Welcome back, everybody. It's time once again to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California, Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center. The party's on today with our party chief himself, our party animal himself, John Gutierrez.
Test, test, one, two, three. Un, dos, tres. We have DJ Bebo in the house. Welcome, everybody, to our community podcast show powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. I'm your host, John Gutierrez, Senior Vice President here at the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We have a special guest with us today. He's a longtime member of our chamber, Mr. Luis Nava Rico, a.k.a. DJ Bebo, founder of DJ Bebo Entertainment, an entrepreneur and marketing specialist, owner of Photo Booth Bomber, SoCal 360 Booth, husband, father, community leader. Welcome, DJ Bebo.
Thank you, John. Thank you, John, for having me here at the OC Talk Radio. And shout out to all the listeners here today on YouTube and all the social media platforms. I'm happy to be here.
As you can see, folks, this comes natural to him. This is like he is in his environment. Like this is easy for him. But listen, we're gonna go into some really great social media platforms, marketing tools that you are always creating as a young entrepreneur, as a businessman. And I have some great stuff we've talked about here that we're going to go into. But before that, we like to get to know our special guest. And let's just start a little bit about you. Share with us where you grew up. Share with us some of your hobbies, your love. And we'll get into how you ended up in this career.
Of course, of course. So, first of all, like I said, great introduction by John here. My name is Luis. Grew up, born and raised in Santa Ana. Went to school throughout my years, Santa Ana School District, Roosevelt, Villa, and then graduated from Century as a Centurion. You're a Centurion as
well. That's right. Go Century. Centurion's in the house.
Born and raised in Santa Ana. Had a great time. Amazing family, hardworking family. Shout out to my parents, my brothers, my sister. My dad right now still working, 72 years old, still working hard.
Is he really?
Yeah, he's still working, man.
Wow.
4 a.m., wakes up at 4, goes to work at 5, gets out at 3:30. So it's hardworking, man.
That's probably where you've learned a lot of your hardworking drive, right?
Of course, yeah. So I see him every day, when I go over to my parents' house. And it's always working. And I feel like I'm the same way, too. I'm wired to just be working all day. As an entrepreneur, you have to be working, because you're not on the clock. You know what I mean? You're not clocking in, clocking out. You're hustling. You're creating. And nowadays, it's all about content creation. So
yes. So share with us a little bit about, and I know you're also obviously married. Shout out to Ms. Nava. And you've got a young son, right? Leo?
Yes. Shout out to my wife. Thank you so much. I love you. Shout out to my son, 3.5 years old. He's in school right now, so I was able to come and hang out with you guys.
I saw him Christmas shopping yesterday, right, or something?
Yes. We stopped by and got some Christmas stuff. He got his little tree. He wanted to just, get it started, and he has it next to his bed. So,
what's that like, being a father? Share with us a little bit as a father, what is that like? Obviously, you still have your dad in your life. And your mom, right?
Yeah, being a father, it's fun. It's tough at times. But when you have that great support system like your wife, which shout out to my wife once again, she has a full-time job, hardworking woman, and she dedicates a lot of time to our son. Mm-hmm. Also, as far as the support system, we have an amazing support system, which is my mom and her mom, which is my suegros and my parents, they help us a lot with our son, my brother-in-laws and sister-in-law. So shout out to all of them. And I think having that support system, you're able to accomplish a lot of different things, from running a business to having the time to spend with them, taking them to school, dropping them off. I think that's one of my favorite things to do is, dropping them off or picking them up from school. I think it just brings him so much joy. His smile when you pick him up is just priceless. So
I know with my son, Eli, who's now 10, and even Jonathan, who's in high school, when they were younger, like your son's age, it was like after you pick him up, it's like, where do you want to go? Oh, let's go get some yogurt.
Yeah.
Or let's go get some Chick-fil-A or something, right?
Yeah.
Does that happen with you?
Every time, man. Yogurtland, pizza. every time. So, you know.
All the parents listening know what we're talking about, right? They know what we're talking about.
And, you know, and I don't necessarily take them every time, but, you know, I try to tell them, like, hey, if you do this, make it happen. You know, he plays sports, too. He's in Tustin Pony, so shout out to Tustin Pony. You got to hit home runs. You got to do this. You got to behave. And if he's able to do all that, we'll take him to Yorgaland when he behaves, you know.
Nice.
So
you give him that kind of goals, right? Accountability.
Yeah, and I feel like kids need that. I feel like they should have done that to me when I was younger. Probably did. I just don't remember. But I feel like having that system teaches them a lot.
Yeah. So I also saw your son DJing one time. That was really cool. How did you end up in that career? How did that happen?
Damn, you want to go way back?
Take it way back, right?
All right, so I started DJing when I was 13 and a half.
Okay.
My brother Mike, he bought me my first turntable set with records and two little speakers for my 13th birthday party. So he brought them. I didn't know what to do with them. We were just there in the living room. I have pictures, actually.
Do you remember some of the first music you ever kind of played?
Yeah. I still have the records. The first record that my brother gave me was the Alice DJ record. Also, a Still Dre. So shout out to Dr. Dre.
Dre Beats? A lot of people don't know. Dre and Dre Beats are connected, right? Only a couple billion there, right? That's it? A
couple billion. Apple bought them off. So, you know, different story there. Other than that, guys, you know, I started with that turntable set. From there, I didn't know what I was doing at that time.
My brother, bet you didn't imagine that was going to be your career, right?
Not at that
You were just having
moment.
Fun with it?
I just had fun with it. I had my brother's friend was a DJ, so I would go with them and help them out with records and carry records.
The crates?
The crates.
The milk crates.
The milk crates full of records. And
yes.
He was doing, like, I think, a wedding. I was like, hey, let me jump on the turntables. I want to spin. I want to DJ.
Were you nervous the first time you were going to kind of be in front of people?
I was, and
was
I wasn't.
Just natural?
I don't remember.
It was just natural to you, huh?
No, I was nervous. My first event, I was really nervous. It was me and DJ Wally. We had like a little Halloween party in the backyard.
Okay.
This is when me and Wally collabed and bought our own stuff together. We had a party for sisters.
So you started investing into the career.
Yeah. So before I bought my own turntable set, I had to sell fireworks. I was selling fireworks in my block.
Okay.
So I would buy illegal fireworks. I buy illegal fireworks from Chinatown and resell them in my town in Santa Ana with a backpack and a little bike.
Basically, you were doing whatever you could
to buy what I wanted
to pursue your business career as an entrepreneur.
Yeah.
Right?
I was like 14 and a half at that time. And I remember I spent $80 on fireworks and I flipped it to $500. Like, it was like $540.
And that's how you do business, folks. You hear that? 800, was it? You said how
80
much?
Bucks.
80 bucks?
And I came up with $540.
Which was a lot back then, right?
Oh, my God. That was a lot of money. But I had to buy my turntables that I wanted. I got them. My dad took me to downtown LA to buy them. I think I still needed like another $40, which he helped me out with. And I was able to get my first DJ set that I really wanted.
For those of you listening that don't know what a turntable is, basically, it's where you play the record.
Correct.
Right? But along with that, there's other pieces that are important, right?
The mixer.
The mixer, right?
The headphones. And at that time, records were expensive. One song, one single track, you're paying like $8 per record.
And it adds up.
It adds up because sometimes you want to get two records while you're mixing the instrumental to the clean version. So that's like $16 there plus tax. It's a lot of money for me at that time. I was doing backyard parties. And we will get like about $80 to $100 per event.
Would you bring the whole DJ system?
Yeah.
I would. So you had to bring speakers, lights, the whole deal, right?
Correct. Yeah, we brought everything. Like I said, Wally will help us out. Wally, he would also DJ. He will buy records. He invested also on speakers, so we will use his speakers. We will do a lot of school events at Century. I was the ASB DJ. So
okay.
Shout out to Mr. Michaels. I became I was an ASB my junior and senior year of high school. From there, I had a lot of practice DJing during lunchtime, and at that time, there was two lunches, so I had two lunches.
Wait, so this is important, people understand. How cool is this that at Century High School, the teachers, the staff, the principal, they were okay to allow you to step into this role as a DJ in the quad, right?
Correct.
I'm assuming, because
yes.
I know there's a quad area that sent you there. And you would DJ. And people would be like, what, dancing or something? Like,
yeah, it was my class. It was literally my class. Like, so I had
that
so
is
much
awesome.
Fun in high school, being the DJ during lunchtime, during all the pep rallies, during all the award ceremonies, and all that good stuff, especially all the dances after school. You know, we did like Sadie's, winter formals, proms. So from there, I got a lot of experience doing school events. Right out of high school, I went into
Okay. Folks, for those of you listening, remember what he just said about school events. Because later on, he's going to share how much you're doing with school events now, which is like 10 years, 20, I don't know, 15 years later or whatever it is.
15 years later.
15 years later. So go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt you. But that's so important how you were starting your business. You were doing it at a low cost, right? You probably weren't making very much money. You were kind of doing it voluntarily, helping out the school or whatever it was, but how the investment at a young age would pay off later. I mean, I could probably imagine that even those listeners at your high school may have later hired you today to do their wedding or a quinceañera for their daughter or something like that, right?
Yeah, that's
look at his smile. He knows.
That's what's going on right now. I'm 33 years old. You know, most of the people get married at 25 through 30, you know. So a lot of my friends, a lot of my you know, word of mouth eventually reached out to us to take care of their wedding. So we did get a lot of events during that time. And to this day, we're still doing a lot of weddings. We do all type of events, from weddings, corporate events, quinceañeras, sweet 16s. And, you know, if we're available, we're able to do backyard parties even, you know what I mean? A lot of people do events. So
you did this in high school. Where after high school did you decide, hey, I'm going to go into this as a career to make a living, to obviously be an entrepreneur? Where does that happen? How does that happen?
So right after high school, I didn't think this was going to be like my actual career. I went to college, Santa Ana College, so shout out to SAC. You know, and from there, I was 18. I was DJing at that time, so I was doing a lot of bar clubs, nightclubs. So my focus on school was not all there. So I was like more in the entertainment side, which I loved. You know, I enjoyed, loved. From there, I had a job for the city of Santa Ana. So right out of high school, I started working for the city. So I had part-time city. And then at nighttime, I had my nightclubs and bars.
Two jobs.
Late nights, you know.
Long hours.
But I enjoyed it. You know, I was young. I was able to network with a lot of people at the nightclubs, get to meet a lot of different business owners, different artists, especially a lot of Latin artists I was able to meet at Hollows. So shout out to Hollows Bar. Other than that, there was a time of my life where I was like, you know what? My health is not out there. Like, I'm gaining weight. I need to get into the gym. I need to lose some weight and focus on myself.
That's
because
good.
I was doing a lot of late night. I was
eating late,
yep. 4 in the morning at Denny's and going home at 6 a.m., waking up at 4 to eat with my parents,
yes.
And then doing it again at the nightclub. So
you were learning how to adjust your lifestyle, right, your career, and it was also about your health. That's good that you saw that, the importance of that.
Yeah, and I noticed that like when I was 22, 23 years old, because I stopped working with the city. From there, I went full-time DJ, like 6 days a week, Tuesday through Sunday, DJing.
But it's not that you went full-time DJing. It's that you were doing such a good job that you were getting booked.
Correct.
Right? I mean, think about it. How does someone, 6 days, you were busy.
Busy, yeah. So I was working a lot at night. But like I said, health issues. I'm like, you know, I'm gaining weight. That was my health. I'm like, you know what? I need to get back on track. I started going to the gym. I started DJing at the gym.
He's DJing at the gym now. Look at this.
Because I wanted a free membership.
From school DJing to clubs to the gym.
Yeah. So I wanted a free membership. So I would DJ the member appreciation day.
Bartering.
Yep. And then from there, I met Johnny, which was a general manager at the Tustin LA Fitness. And I told him, like, hey, you know, I think I want a job here. All my friends are coming in here because I'm DJing and they're signing up.
Yes.
How do I get paid for that? Like, I want to get compensated. He's like, nah, don't worry about it. Just DJ, you know.
Okay.
I'll give all your friends memberships, whatever. So then I'm like, you know what? I think I want to challenge myself on doing sales. I've never had a sales job.
First time. It takes a lot to say I want to get into sales.
Yeah, and then I'm like, so what does this guy do? So I would see him. I would just hang out with him in the chair and just, like, see what he did, you know? I was shadowing. But at that time, I didn't have a job yet. I was just dressed in my gym clothes, taking my pre-workout, you know, and getting all pumped up because he was trying to sell this client. From there, I was like, you know what? I want to work here. How do I get a job? Mm-hmm. He's like, oh, well, just, you know, bring your resume and you're going to get interviewed by Linda. So shout out to Linda. And I got hired on the spot, started working.
To sell memberships?
Sell memberships.
Okay, because I remember you telling me the story.
Yeah, so I started selling memberships and doing
sales.
Getting
in shape, right?
Getting in shape. I lost a lot of weight. I was like 225 and I dropped to like 165.
He has photos on his social media of those days.
Yeah, so I was working out 3 times a day. I was working out before work, during work.
That's good.
And after work. I would work out, you know, I would get motivated by all these people coming in, positive vibes. And that was the fitness vibes there, you know. So you were always hyped. You were never down.
So to summarize, body, mind, and soul, because you were also taking care of the body, but you were also getting into a whole new sales and marketing role that you were teaching yourself by selling memberships.
Yes. So, you know, doing sales is hard. So at that time, I learned class. And class is a word that I take at heart because learning, doing sales at the gym taught me a lot in life now with my business. Because what class means calls, leads, appointments, shows, and sales.
Repeat that one more time. You guys hear that? Class.
Calls, leads, appointments, shows, and sales. And it's a numbers game. So I had to make 60 calls. I wouldn't make 60 calls. I would make 120 calls. And appointments, you needed like 5 appointments. I wouldn't schedule 5 appointments. I would schedule 10. And then leads. I skipped leads. Leads, I would go out and network. I would go to the block. I would go to the mall. And it will get to a point that we'll kick us out because we're passing out too many flyers. we're in downtown Santa Ana a lot. I literally closed people in downtown Santa Ana in the street. I made them sign the paperwork.
Hustling.
They gave me their credit card. And I was able to sign them up in the street. And I worked there 2 years in the year of 2014. But at that same time, I was DJing, part-time DJing, full-time job. Because doing sales, you had to work weekends as well. But there was this time I was like, you know what? I don't want to work weekends because I have my events on the weekends. So what would I do to get away from that? I will get 4 deals a week. I will get 4 deals a week. I will put them in the system on Friday so I could tell my general manager, hey, I got 4 deals. I'm out. I'm not coming on the weekend. All they care about is sales, you know?
Well, you were meeting the quota, right?
Yeah.
You were the numbers.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you were learning corporate sales and marketing, which, like you said, would later help you with your business,
correct,
right? Share with us how you ended up at the chamber. I mean, I know you went from there and then you went to eventually DJing like full time.
Yeah, so it got to a point where I was doing events during the week where I'm like, you know what? If I could do this event once a month during the week, I don't have to work for my job because that's going to pay me my whole paycheck the whole month, one event. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I got that gig. I was able to do events. I was doing one event a week that was remove me from working at a corporate job. From there, I'm like, you know what? I could go full time. It's a big risk because you never know something could happen. And I went all in. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to go full time. I'm going to buy my van, which I have my van now. It's my mobile DJ van. I wrapped it right away.
And you're always with your brother.
My brother, yeah. So shout out to my brother, Fernando. He's supposed to come.
Hard worker. Fernando, shout out to Fernando.
Shout out to my
hard
brother,
worker, man.
Bernie.
You guys are like Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
You guys are always together.
Always together. Right hand man.
Job. Yes.
We're always out and about doing events. He's just one call away. He always says yes. So shout out to my brother. I think he's watching right now. So shout out to you. But at that moment, when I joined the chamber, it wasn't until like 2016. Because in 2014, that's when I quit my job and went straight to full-time DJing. Got my van. I had to get licenses, like DJ license. I had to get liability insurance.
An official business.
Entrepreneur life. I was like, what do I do? Do I
all
go
in?
DBA? You had to pick an entity.
Yes.
And I was not very educated on that yet. So I had to find mentors to teach me what an entity was, what's the right entity for me. So I think 2014 to 2016, I was just a sole prop, which is a DBA, doing business as your name. In 2016, I became a corporation. So I became an S-Corp. From there, I was able to learn a lot about what an S-Corp was, how much money you need to make to eventually become incorporated, what you need to do. You have to get payroll. Got involved with how to get payrolls. Oh, shout out to Carol Robles. I believe she's part of the chamber.
That's right. And she's our, she's a new board member of ours, longtime member, and now runs our ambassador program, which, of course, she works with Paychex, right?
Paychex, yeah. She got me involved with payroll, with Paychex, and I'm happy with them. You know, they do an amazing job running payroll for the company. And yeah, so I had to stick with it. And now, you know, from there, I just... That's when I started going to chamber meetings in 2016, 2017, I believe. And I met, how I met you, I think it was like in 2014.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember how we met.
No, I remember. I DJed, Georgia Costa reached out to me to DJ for the your Century High School reunion, mm-hmm. your 20-year reunion?
Oh, that's right.
Or 30-year.
That's right. Wow, I forgot about that. Yes.
So I DJed that reunion, I think, like in 2013, 2014. I was still working at the gym at that time.
Yes.
But I met you probably like a year later after that.
Yeah, yeah. And then you were the one that referred me to go to Halos Nightclub for one of my first charity events.
Correct.
For our Life and Hope Cancer Foundation. And I remember walking in there and saying, hey, DJ Bebel referred me. You were like a regular DJ there at Halos Nightclub, right?
Yeah.
And a beautiful venue. And they allowed us to do one of our huge fundraisers there. I think we ended up with like 400 or 500 people on a Wednesday or Thursday afternoon.
Yeah,
so thank you to them for supporting us on that. Let's skip a beat here because I know you ended up coming to the chamber. And, man, you've helped us at our golf tournament. You've helped us at our Stray Awards. You've helped us at our toy drive, which, of course, is coming up December 15th and next month. You've been a part of a lot of our events, and you just continue to support us, which, by the way, thank you so much for that. What has kept you involved in our chamber? Why? Why continue to be around, you know, these people?
I believe surrounding yourself with a lot of positive people, it's key. It's the key to success because I go by a quote, you know, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. You know, if you're spending time with four winners, you're going to be the fifth winner. I think that's true, you know. You don't want to be spending time with a lot of losers or people that are not doing nothing. Or just, you want to be around people that are motivated and getting things done. Because that's going to drive you. That's going to push you. And even if you have people that push you even harder, even better. So I believe surrounding yourself with the right people is key. And yeah, Chamber has helped me a lot. And I appreciate everybody at the Chamber. Shout out to Ruben. Is he here?
Yes, you'll be here. Actually, he's right outside.
Okay.
He's here, our president, Ruben Franco. Let me tell you, at Estrella Awards, you've played and everybody's having a great time. You got everybody going. You got the lights. You got the music. You got the smoke machine. You even got those little cameras that you had me hold up. It was really
camera.
Cool. The 360. Then eventually, of course, you've incorporated your 360 photo booth.
Yeah.
Right? That's like a whole new business and world in itself, right?
Yeah, so that's another service that we offer throughout the company, but I was able to create just a company for itself because I had a successful I had success doing it with my photo booth company, with just the photo booth bomber company, because there was a time that people would reach out to us like, hey, can I book the photo booth just itself? We don't need a DJ, we just want the photo booth. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to create the company just for the photo booth. So a lot of photo booth out there, just make sure you do that. A lot of DJs, that's a good tip for all of you guys out there. And then the 360 camera, that's one of the new things that's trending right now.
I think it's really cool.
Yeah.
At first, when you see it, it looks like this transformer thing moving around and you're like, what is this? And it's kind of, you're kind of fearful to step into it. But then once you see the results of the music and how it does like a whole slow motion, kind of like that movie, The Matrix.
Yeah.
It's like you're in The Matrix, right?
Literally.
Isn't it? It's yeah. kind of cool. And then what's really cool about it is that you add the business or the event's logo, right? So if it's a wedding or a quinceañera or let's say our chamber, you write OCHCC on the actual video, just like you do on the photo. When it's actual photo, you can print those out. I love all those marketing tools, right?
Yeah, so that's a little bit of what we do with our company. It's all about branding nowadays. So what we do is we do anything for the client. For instance, we did the Chamber Award, you know, the Chamber event for the Estrella Awards. We're able to add that logo on there. We recently did an event with Pepsi and Fatburger at the Post Malone concert a few days ago.
Post Malone concert?
Yeah.
Oh, just Post Malone. I mean, not a big deal.
Post Malone concert. So, you know, it's all about branding. It's a data capture that we're able to capture emails, text messages, I mean, cell phone numbers. So for the consumer, for the actual people that own Pepsi and Fatburger, they want that. You know, that's what they want.
Data, right?
Because they're eventually able to email blast, text blast their new promotion. Like, they were promoting Pepsi Zero. Zero calories. Double the caffeine. I'm like, wait, what?
Yes.
So that's how it works. We do events for Modern Day. We do events for OSHA, School of Arts. And we recently did an event for my son's school, which was amazing. You know, get to meet a lot of people. And so,
what really surprises me is how booked you are. Like, 6 months to a year in advance. That says a lot about you. Like, you've really built a history, a portfolio of returning clients, returning customers. What do you attribute that to? Good service?
I believe it's good service, word of mouth, especially planning weddings. A lot of people that plan weddings, they get engaged. They eventually have to plan it out a year in advance because venues get booked, church get booked. But most importantly, I believe having the right music, entertainment, the DJ, the right MC, the right host, I think it's very important because you want to make sure everybody enjoys the night. I'm a bilingual DJ and MC, so I'm able to do both. And
shout out to your parents.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to my parents. Por eso hablo español.
Español es muy importante.
Para que me paguen más y give myself a raise.
Hey, listen, at 33 years of age, not everybody your age knows both Spanish and English. So that helps you in your business.
Yeah, it definitely helps out my business for sure. Like I said, shout out to all the newlyweds, newly engaged couples. I know planning a wedding is hard. If you have the right people to help you, kudos. But
so real quick, let's go into what you did during the pandemic, because I know the show, we only have a few minutes and we got to make sure we talk about this. I know we can go on all night, but during the pandemic, we talked about this before the show. My wife and I were sitting because everybody was stuck at home, right? Everybody was during the pandemic in lockdown, right? Everybody kind of had to create their house in different areas to kind of get away from, you know, going crazy, right? With the kids, with the family. So I had this man cave, right? Where my boys would come in, they would work out, the gym and everything, little boxing area there for them. We had a little couch, we had a TV. And I remember my wife and I literally logging into your, what was called, I guess you started it as a Zoom party, later became an online party, right? And you started what was called Quarantine Fridays.
Quarantine Fridays,
right?
Yeah.
Where you would play music, and us folks stuck at home during the quarantine, we're like, we're dancing cumbias, you know, salsa. And we're listening to you, and people were like tipping you online for doing this for us. Like, that was so cool. Share with us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the pandemic was pretty interesting. As a business, was tough because we had a lot of events that were already booked. Like I said, I get booked a year in advance.
And it all shut down.
It all shut down. Like, all the venues shut down. Everything shut down. So everybody had to postpone their wedding or eventually cancel it or just not even have it. Most of my couples and clients that booked with me had moved it a year in advance. So instead of 2020, they did it in 2021. So I was able to, you know, compensate them, like, okay, don't worry. You know, we didn't know this was going to happen. So just, you know, let's just move it to the date that we're available and we'll make it happen. And that's how it stayed. But during the pandemic, we were like, dude, people need to party. People are hanging out at home. You know, alcohol sales freaking went up 600%. You know, it was just crazy. So,
and somebody reached out to you, right?
Before that, like, we were doing a lot of quarantine parties. I was just live streaming online, doing Zoom parties. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm going to have all of our DJs come on down and drop a set. I brought in Wally first, and then we brought it. The Cinco de Mayo event, we brought in a bunch of other DJs. Shout out to all the DJs, Johnny, Gracie D, Dibs, Jesse. All of our DJs came by. They drop a set. And that kind of...
How long is a set?
During that time, we're doing 30-minute sets.
30-minute sets. So you had different DJs putting on maybe different music, different styles, right?
Correct.
And meanwhile, there's folks like us at home just loving it, enjoying it. From a mental standpoint, you really were helping mental health. You really were helping the stress factor during the pandemic. I don't know if those DJs knew that, but it was so rewarding for us.
Yeah, so, and I appreciate everybody on Instagram and Facebook and Twitch that tuned in, because that kind of kept us alive, to be honest. And we were happy doing it. We were, you know, we love, we're passionate about DJing music. And it was so, it was nice just communicating with everybody on live streaming. Like, for right now, people are looking, listening to us. It's fun to talk to them virtually, you know?
Yes.
It's fun. So.
And we're sorry we can't interact with you guys and answer questions, because we obviously we have listeners over here that we have to attend to also. But what is next for DJ Bebel? What is the goal? What is the motivation behind what is next?
Well, before that question, I know you had asked me about, someone reached out to us. So shout out to Tequila Mandala.
That's right. That's right.
We got sponsored by Oscar.
During the pandemic?
During the pandemic, they reached out to us. And yeah, shout out to Oscar Sanchez. And much love to you, man. And everybody in the company, Kirk, Craig, Beto, and Heidi. Tequila Mandala, if you guys haven't tried it, definitely try it out.
You want to share the Zoom party, right? Somebody had reached out to you, right?
Yeah.
That said, hey, can you do a Zoom party for me and my friends, right? I think you mentioned this before the show.
Oh, yeah. This was before life's going to doing quarantine parties. It was just everybody was going through Zoom. Everybody had download Zoom because they had to work through Zoom. So I had to figure out a lot of things with streaming, got the right volume, had to watch a lot of YouTube tutorials on how to get this done. And during that time, there was like a shortage on like microphones, a shortage on cables that we needed. So it was pretty tough for me, but we're able to make it happen. We did a live stream party for a Zoom, one of my friends on Instagram. So shout out to you. From there, that's when it became a lot of live streaming. I was going live on a Wednesday. I started doing flyers, calling them Wine Wednesdays. And then I did events on Sunday mornings, like at 11, which I called it Brunch Sundays. So people would tune in while they were cleaning at home. And me as a DJ, I just wanted to live stream my music. And shout out to everybody listening. That was my thing.
So everybody listening and watching, if you haven't met DJ Bebel, or if you know DJ Bebel and you want to come out and support, December 15th is our annual toy drive, which you've always been a part of. Thank you for that. We really appreciate you. It'll be this year at 701 Restaurant in Santa Ana on Main Street, in First there, which is where Original Mike's used to be. The new beautiful restaurant there that's hosting us.
Really nice.
You'll be DJing that day, which will be awesome. We thank you for being there that day. We have Adam Lash performing, Rocio Su Sonora. We have also Heartbreak. Are performing that day, alumni, Heartbreak alumni performing that night. So we have different people performing that night, but more importantly, from 5 to 7, there's some great business networking, which is part of our chamber. A lot
good.
Of people that you know, right?
Correct. Yeah. So if you guys have time, December 15th,
and bring a toy, because it is a toy drive for the kids in the community.
Yeah. So definitely come. Great opportunity to network with a lot of successful entrepreneurs, and you know, you never know who you're gonna meet. Take you to the next level. So.
It's great networking. I know the show goes by so fast. I got Paul giving me the look over here, the dirty eye, like, hurry up. We've gone over time. Folks, Luis Navarrico, which is AKA known as DJ Bebel, founder of DJ Bebel Entertainment, entrepreneur and marketing specialist, owner of Photo Booth Bomber, SoCal 360 Booth, a husband, a father, a community leader. Bebel, thank you so much for being on our show. Thank you for all you do for our Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. We wish you all the best of luck. They can follow you at...
Yeah, if you guys want to check us out, you can check out our website, djbebelent.com. My Instagram handle is at djbebel or at djbebelent. And our photo booth ones is Photo Booth Bomber, also SoCal 360 Booth. And also we have a podcast coming soon, so we'll be doing more live streams.
Marketing specialists... I'm telling you, folks, definitely reach out to Bebel. Book him ahead in advance. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Of course.
Thank you to our listeners, our community podcast show, where our community is your community. Stay tuned for next Wednesday. We'll have another special guest from the community, powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Paul, take it away.
Well, there you have it. Another great reason to tune in each and every time. to meet our community, the Hispanic business community here in Orange County. Powered by the Orange County Hispanic Chamber of Commerce and Orange County's only community radio station, OC Talk Radio. Streaming live from our studios here at the University of California Irvine's Beal Applied Innovation Center.